Hi, this is the Steve Barish and the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I thought tonight what we would talk about is how to learn how to listen to yourself and how to travel through the universe and how to go about doing it. I could tell you how I did it, and hopefully that will help you, and it might help you to be more introspective with yourself and to understand yourself a lot more. So we can do a lot of good healing tonight, and we can also talk about traveling and what to do and how to go about doing it. And I think it'll be a lot of fun to listen tonight. So what I wanted to start with is to listen to your inner self. It's very important. Once you hear that little voice inside your head, I would stick with it as much as you can. You need to discipline yourself by being easy with yourself and being gentle with yourself. Very, very important when you're opening up to advanced meditations and advanced thinking. And so what we're going to do tonight is how do we go about doing all this? Very simple. It is not tough. What we need to do, number one, is to be gentle. You need to be gentle. Please write this down. This is very important. You need to be gentle, loving, and compassionate with yourself before we start traveling through the universe and before we start even entering ourselves at a later date. And what I mean by a later date, if you're opening up to the universe, the more you open up to the universe, the more you open up to yourself. You need to allow yourself the understanding that the more you open up to yourself, the more you open up to the universe. And I think it's very important to realize is not to be afraid. Trust yourself. Trust in the process. God will not allow you to get hurt. You don't get hurt traveling through the universe. You don't get hurt traveling through yourself. But you need to have the discipline and the love, the simplicity, the compassion to allow yourself to do work inner and outer. It took me about, about 4 or 5 years to get to the center of my universe inside myself. And to allow yourself to do that, you need to be able to quit all the other kind of energies that are around you. And one of the first messages that I got was, you can write this down, please, don't allow the outside forces to overrule your inside forces, which means that when you are going inside yourself and you can visit your chakras one by one, you can actually go into your chakras, your third eye chakra. You can go into your throat chakra, your heart chakra. You can go into all the chakras of your body. And it's amazing to what you can see and feel. The energies in the chakras are always inviting you to see them. It's something that you need to do once in a while to see how you really work and how the chakras feel. They will encompass your energy and open you up more to who you are by stepping into the chakra and allowing yourself to go through the chakra. You have to remember that the chakras fire in the front and also in the back. So you need to open up the chakras in the back as much as you need to open up the chakras in the front. But to no avail, this is sort of like advanced work. So what we're going to do is tell you what to do and how to go about doing it. If you are at the level where you've gone through a cave and you feel like you've gotten lost in a cave, allow yourself to be lost and allow yourself to be free of it. And how you do that is to be gentle with yourself. The more gentle you are with yourself, you will actually go through the cave at the speed of light. It will give you direction on how to get out of the cave. You're never actually lost. You are always home. What they're doing is showing you that you can go through a cave, get yourself a little lost, but with introspection, and this is what you need to do at that particular point, is to let go. Very, very important word is to let go. Your inner self will show you how to get out of the cave. It's not hard to do. This is for all advanced people who are interested in going and seeing the universe for what it is. This is how it began. It begins this way, that you'll go through a certain level of energy that you'll be tested on before you can actually go out into the universe. So what you need to do is that you're always being tested. If you're in a cave, you don't want to go downwards. You want to go upwards. If you have no other path to do but to go downwards, go downwards. If you have the courage to be able to see down there, it might be a little while before you start going up, but you need to go up, and if that's the only path you see, then you go down, and it will go up eventually. I've been in caves for over a month, and it does work. You just automatically come out, but that was at a different level for me, so I could understand that there's no such thing as actually being lost. What they're doing is giving you the opportunity to understand that there are different levels of energy that you need to go through. So without a doubt, that's what you need to do. Now, maybe yours might be different. It might be that you need to go through anything. It doesn't matter, either a cave or a submarine or whatever the case may be that you like to work with, and they will show you that, and all you do is follow it through. And it's very important to do. Please, number one rule, don't be afraid. There's nothing to fear. There's absolutely nothing to fear. When you come to energy work and you want to go out into the cosmos, you need to be fearless. You need to have the ability to be able to go through it, and I'll explain to you why so you'll have an idea. The way that I learned it was basically I was listening to a tape by Sri Chinmoy, and I never met the gentleman and never took any of his practice, but he did say to go to the edge of your heart, and what I did was I went to the edge of my heart in the back and went out for 8 years. I was out in the universe for 8 years. You have to build up a momentum to be able to trust yourself and to be able to be one with the universe, and that's where I was. And you need to allow yourself to attract that kind of energy. And the way you attract that kind of energy is to be very positive in your mind and your thought. So what you need to do basically is to let go and allow yourself to trust yourself and to use love and compassion and harmony. What will happen is that you'll see a lot of darkness, and that darkness has a tremendous amount of knowledge. Most people are afraid of the dark, and I don't know why. The dark has as much knowledge in it as the light does. It's very important to understand that the knowledge in the darkness is just as important as the knowledge in the light, and both will come to you automatically at the same time. One day you might see darkness, and the next day you might see light, or you might see light for 30 days and then see darkness for 30 days. But that's part of the growth, and that's what you need to do. You need to be able to face that kind of energy and to be able to work with it. Now, as I said, I was out in the universe for 8 years, and I explored a lot of different planets. I explored our own solar system, and I explored a lot of other solar systems that were very, very unique. How did I do this? It's very simple, but again, it's something that you need to learn, and this is all advanced work, if you can follow me with it. We have what is known as a silver cord. That cord holds us in direction of where we need to go. At some point, At some point in your life, you need to cut that cord. And what that does is allow you the ability to be able to go out into the universe or out into your own self and explore yourself even more. So by cutting that cord, you're allowing yourself to be free. And the inner self, the inner truth of who you are, will actually excite you. You'll be able to hear your inner voice, and that inner voice will excite you, especially when you start traveling into the universe or you start traveling more inside yourself. Now, there's a lot of things that you can do. You need to say to yourself, I want to explore my heart. I want to explore my intestines. I want to explore my blood. And everything will talk to you. Everything has a voice. Everything has knowledge in the body. And if you get into the fifth brain, which is in the gut, that's when you start hearing a very, 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 very inner voice. And that inner voice is God. And he will direct you and write down all the messages that he gives you. Just write everything down. And you'll be free of yourself. And to be able to have introspection like you've never thought before in your life, where you open up more energy than you've ever thought in your life. So you need to allow yourself the ability to be free of your own compassion. In other words, you take on God's compassion. You take on everything that God has to give you at that particular time, and you grow with it all the time. So the compassion is much more. The love is much more. So the abilities to allow yourself to grow, the abilities to allow yourself to function are increased 100-fold. It's very, very important to be able to do that, especially if you're out in the universe or you're exploring your own universe or you're exploring the own universe with inside yourself. And what I'm talking about is this. About 6 years ago, I was given the ability to be able to be invited into a cell of my body. And the cell was saying, come, come. And I, of course, went into the cell, and I took a wormhole through the cell and went to the center of the cell. In the center of the cell was the entire universe. So just think, you are inside your own cell. A cell that's so small that it's microbial. In other words, it's so small that you can't, you can, sometimes you can see it, sometimes you can't. But what you can do is realize that every cell in your body, and there's billions and billions of cells in your body, each one contains the universe. Each one has the wisdom of the universe inside of it. You need to be able to get in touch with that wisdom. The way you get in touch with it is to let go, allow yourself to be you, allow yourself to be the universe, and be honest with yourself. You need to have the ability to let go. It's very, very important. When you start letting go and you see these levels of universe, it's unbelievable to the eye, but you'll start understanding that everything is oneness. There's nothing, there's no disconnection. Even after a cell dies, and millions of them die every second, the universe is still within you. God has given the ability to be able to see the universe with inside yourself if you just take the time to let go, if you just take the time to be aware and be gentle with yourself, to have the compassion that you need and the love you need to be able to go through these levels of energies that are so important, to be able to regroup at a different level of energy. And that can be done very easily and very simply. If you're not meditating, please start meditating. Listen. Don't talk. Just listen. It's so important to do. And sometimes you won't hear anything. Sometimes you might see something. Sometimes you might travel through the body and see a tremendous light, and just stay there. Just stay within the light and allow yourself to enjoy that energy. So it's a matter of growth. It's a matter of opportunity. It's a matter of the truth within your own soul, the truth that can come out and be you, and that's who you are. So it's very important to be in touch with the truth, the compassion, the love, the harmony, everything that is good within you, you need to be in touch with. And it's not hard to do. It's only hard because we think it's hard. All you need to do is to be gentle with yourself. Allow yourself to open up to who you are. That's all you need to do. The rest is simplistic. The rest will follow through. You'll get to a point where you'll see that umbilical cord, the silver cord, whatever you want to call it. Cut it. See where it leads you. It'll take you out into the universe. And every time, every inch you go out, you'll start opening up with more and more energy, and you'll be able to understand that you'll be able to see a lot more and feel a lot more within yourself. Because what you're doing is that you're letting go. You're allowing yourself the ability to be able to take care of anything you need with your own mind. And it's really beautiful to do, and it's simple. God did not make everything difficult. He made it extremely simple. Let's see here. Yes, durability. When you're cutting the cord, please don't be afraid. Understand that you're giving the right, let me explain to you, you're given the right, everything will take you where you need to go. Whether you cut the cord, whether you don't cut the cord will automatically disappear after a certain amount of years anyhow. But I decided to cut the cord early in my life to be able to get out where I need it and really, really grow with it. So it's a lot of fun to do, and your mind will actually go, whoopee, you know, you're just freeing up. You're actually freeing up with all this love, with all this light, and you're traveling. You're going within your body, and you're going out into the universe. As you are traveling into the universe, you are opening up more of who you are inside yourself. And it's really, really a wonderful thing to do. One of the sayings I got, and you can write this down if you'd like, be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. We are all in touch with the divine. It's how much of the divine you want to touch. And I feel like there's a lot of people out here that have the abilities to be able to touch that divineness within side of ourselves and with outside of ourselves. I think it's a wonderful thing to do and a wonderful feeling. If you want, please don't hesitate. Give me a call. I'm willing to help anybody that needs some help tonight. You have the phone numbers. And we're here to heal you and to help you as much as possible. So don't be afraid of calling. Understand that I'm here, and we need to put love in everybody's heart, open them up more, and we've done that so many times, and it just feels wonderful to work with people and to be able to free them up and allow them to be even happier than what they were when they called. So if you want to have that freedom, I'm willing to help you as much as I possibly can to give you the ability to be freed up within yourself. It's really wonderful to be able to maneuver around and to be able to open up and be as wonderful as you possibly can be, even though you're pretty wonderful right now. We just want to take it a step further for you. I remember when I went through the Ark of the Covenant, and then I was in there for about 30 days also. And when I got tired of being in there, I said, Lord, where am I at? And he said, just look straight up. And there it was. The opening was right there, and it was always there. And I just could go right out. And when I went out, the ark cover closed again. And it was very, very interesting to see what was inside there. And I'm more than happy to share some of that with you. I can't share all of it with you, but I can share some of it with you. we need to be able to be free. I think what happens is that there's so much fear, so much complexity around us. And what we need to do is build the strength up with inside of ourselves and not be so much intent on what's happening outside in the world. And I'll explain to you why. The more you open up to yourself, the more you open up gradually to the universe and to the world itself, the more that you can help the world. So the more you open up, the more steady you are on your hands and on your feet, the more steady the earth will be, the more energy you can feed the earth without even knowing that you're feeding the earth. The abilities that we have are so far amongst the heavens that it's tremendous, and the energy that's given us, just our minds, just our thoughts can change things without even saying anything. I remember the first time things started to change for me, and you start realizing that your word is your bond, and what you say is what you put out into the universe. So things happen in a good way that allow you to see and feel even better. And the more love that you have, the more compassion that you have, the more energy that you can put out into the earth. We were discussing for the last year of how to open yourselves even more, and that's what we've been doing with a lot of people. And I'm capable of bringing down energy from heaven. It comes in a 4-foot round white light, and we've had a lot of fun, and we've had numerous amount of people being healed instantaneously with that light. And that light will not go. I mean, it's there. It's yours. It's not mine. It's heaven's light. And it's so easy to bring to yourself and to be able to help people. But the thing is that what we were discussing about maybe even a month ago is that when you allow yourself the freedom to express your own expression, which means when you're balanced between heaven and earth, the aura becomes so strong that you can walk in a crowd of people and heal people automatically without even knowing it. And that's what we're trying to do, and we're trying to heal each other as fast as we possibly can to make this earth a much better place and to help Mother Earth and to give it light and love. We have the ability to do this. There's a lot of people out there with a lot more energy than I. And I'm willing to help as much as I possibly can, but I need your help to be able to give you the energy, if you will, and try to understand that this energy is free. It's free will energy. If you don't want it, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, it's fine. What I'm just trying to do is get you more centered and more open and more loving than you are now. So That's what we're doing, and we've done, I think, a fairly good job in the last year and 3 months that I've been on the radio, and I've been on the Dr. Fred Bell show as a co-host for the past 3 or 4 months, and we've had a tremendous amount of fun with the nuclear receptors and the projectors that we wear, and they're really a lot of fun to wear, and they really do work very well, but what we need to do is really focus on ourselves this evening. I think it's very important to realize that we have the ability to heal ourselves and heal everybody around us. Hello?
Hi, Steve. This is
Scott. Hi, may I ask who's calling? Hello?
Hi.
Yes.
This is Scott. I'm calling from Daytona Beach, Florida.
Hi, Scott. Can you speak up a little? I can just barely hear you.
Okay. I'm going to put my mouth even closer to the phone. Is that any better?
Oh, much better. Thank you. What can I help you with, Scott?
Well, I'm kind of in a, I don't know, I'm feeling a little bit apprehensive today. I don't know if it's the energy in the air or if I'm kind of like picking up on future events. or that sort of thing. It just, I was doing laundry today, and all of a sudden it kind of just struck me in that way. I don't know if this is free-floating anxiety or if this is just feeling like things are changing and my life is going to be shifting in a whole other direction.
Yes.
And it's kind of an unknown. I'm also grieving at this time. A friend of the family passed away about a month ago. And so I've been grieving his loss, and a coworker also died within a day of his death. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, Mercury is in retrograde right now. It'll be in till the 6th of May. That might have a lot to do with some of your anxiety, but I think the anxiety you're having is more of your friend's passing. But what we can do, you are changing, the energy is changing with inside of you. So what I'd like to do, I'm looking at the colors of your body. May I work on you for a little bit?
Yes.
Thank you. You should feel the energy in your
heart. Can you hold on one second?
Right,
I'm going to go turn the volume down on my computer because it's stronger than the connection we have.
Sure. Are you with me?
I'm back.
Good. What we need to do is I need you to allow yourself just to let go.
Okay.
Just like that's it. Just let go everything. You should be able to feel your heart opening up more. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Allow the energies to flow through you. It's changing colors now. You had a lot of darkness in you. Can you see color? Are you aware of color?
Not specifically with my eyes. I had a aura reading a while back, about a month and a half ago, and there was a lot of violet coming in at that time.
Well, what we're doing right now is that there was a lot of darkness in you that's leaving.
Okay.
And what we're doing is just clearing that energy out right now. And we're putting more positive energy within you.
I meditate pretty much every day, and I've been slowly processing out a lot of the stuff as you're talking about. It's like stuff coming out of the solar plexus area.
Yes.
It's like my higher self will just reach in and grab something and pull it out.
Right. What we're doing is making it a little easier for you and your higher self. What we're doing is just clearing out the energies right now and allowing you to be free of it. If you look, I'll give you the ability to be able to see something here. Go up to the top of your head and look down. You should be able to see light at the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet. Can you see that light?
Yes.
Good. What we're doing right now is making a connection between heavenly earth and the heavenly body of God. So we're making a connection there that's even stronger for you. And you should be able to feel that light, and you should be able to feel tingling through your hands. If you turn your hand over with your palm up, you should be able to see light in the center of your palm. Can you see that?
Yes.
Good. Good. What I need you to do, this 4-foot heavenly light that's right in front of you, it's going to make it even stronger. What I need you to do is take your right hand and move it out about a foot and a quarter. You should be able to feel that energy coming through your body right now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
That's it. Good. I want you to walk right into that energy. It's about 4 feet around. That's it. Just that's it. Right there. Just stand right there.
Okay.
Wow. That's pretty strong stuff. allow that to permeate every cell of your body. Just open up and let things go. Think of total love. Think of total compassion. That's it. Allow the compassion of the light that's coming through for you. Just take that in. Take in the love that's coming through for you. Your mind should be much clearer. You should be much clearer in thought. Can you feel that?
Yes, it feels like it's just draining away and opening up.
Yes. Yes, you're grounding now, which is really, really important for you. You haven't been grounded in a while. You should be able to feel everything opening up inside your body right now. Can you feel the energy through your heart, through your entire body opening up?
Yes.
Good. Allow yourself to be. That's it. That's it. Allow yourself to be even freer than you have before. Allow this energy to permeate everything in your body, every cell of your body. Just allow it to permeate everything. Okay, I want you to do me a big favor. Would you do it for me, please? I need you to say, I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Just breathe it. That's it. Just breathe that through. Your eyes are opening up more. You should feel the coolness of the air going through your eyes, and your eyes should be opening up. Can you feel that?
Yes.
That's wisdom that's coming through for you. That stronger light.
I've needed that because I've had problems with my contacts all week. I wear contact lenses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a strain on my eyes, so today I'm not wearing them just to give my eyes a break because I
right.
get eye sensitivity to the solutions.
Right. Take the
I may
energy
just get glasses. I'm just
now.
Tired of dealing with them.
Yeah. Let me talk just for a second. Take the energy that you're feeling through your eyes. Let that cold air go through your eyes.
Okay.
As you're breathing in the breath of God, the more that's coming through, the more that you're opening up your mind. Can you feel that energy going to the back of your brain?
Yes.
Yes, good, good. You're opening up your spine more, and you're opening up your brain more. You're opening up the fifth brain. That's wonderful. How does that feel to you?
Excellent.
Good. That's what you need to do to be able to get into the universe, to be you're allowing the universe to come into you. You're allowing everything to blend with inside yourself. By opening up yourself to the universe, the more of the universe is coming into you. You should feel very gentle. You should feel very compassionate and loving. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Very good. Wonderful.
And thank you, Steve, for telling me about your journey.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to continue with it tonight. And I'm going to be talking about soaring with the eagles right now. So please stay tuned and... use this energy as best you can. You know, allow it to be. Allow yourself to be. And think of yourself as just being part of everything. If you want to have some real fun, go hug a tree.
Yes. That's how I help the detox, all the stuff I pick up on a daily basis, is go out and I touch a tree and let it just flow right into the tree.
Well, what's going to happen? This is what happens. Trees are absolutely wonderful. The soul of the tree, of a big tree, is about 6 feet, between 4 and 6 feet up from the root, and it looks just like us, identical to us. And what we need to do is that trees love love. And when we hug a tree, they feel that love. They will take the energy that you don't need, and they will actually get rid of it.
Wow.
So as we're so powerful that we don't really know the aspect of how powerful we really are. It's all in the thought. And when you're giving love to a tree, the tree will take the energy that you don't need out of you. I mean, the abilities that nature has and the abilities that we have, if they jive together, oh my goodness gracious, there's nothing you can't do. So everything has a purpose. Everything has a purpose under the sun and under God's envelope. So there's a reason for everything. Even touching, I remember the first time I saw the eyes of a tree and how wonderful it was to see the eye looking at me and I was looking through the eye. And every tree has got it. Every flower has it. Every blade of grass has it. You know, we think that we're the only ones that see, and we were not. Nature is so beautiful. It's just absolutely miraculous how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely miraculous. So the more you open up to the universe and the more you open up to Mother Earth, the more you're taking in of love and giving love. Did you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying that it's very important to get more in touch with love, compassion, and understanding, because everything on the planet has that. We're the only ones that are being blocked by it because we're getting misinformation.
And Dr. Bell has the receptors and projectors. Would you suggest seeing and working with my energy that there's a particular receptor or projector that you recommend?
Yes, I would definitely get aquamarine.
Aquamarine?
Yes.
Very soothing, very...
Very soothing. Even one that better would be the blue sapphire, which is really, really good for the heart. But I'm picking up aquamarine would be better for you.
Okay.
But you're doing good. You're doing real good. Try to allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to be. You need to be free. I think what I would do right now is give yourself the freedom to be able to feel the energy that you have without wearing a receptor. And I would push a receptor, but I think right now what you need to do is to enjoy this new energy that you have and just enjoy it and love it. And then when it comes time, because what's going to happen within the next 2 weeks, you might be changing a stone because of the energy that you're receiving right now. So, no, I'm getting a no, that a stone will be the same. But you need to allow yourself the freedom to express your own expression.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy who you are right now.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Do you have a bathtub?
Do I have a... I'm sorry, I didn't hear the end of the question.
Do you have a bathtub at home?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a good Mozart tape?
Yes.
Why don't you take a nice hot bath tonight, put Mozart on, take a candle, and just relax.
Okay.
And as you're relaxing, just say, I want to be gentle with myself. I am gentle with myself. That'll help you tremendously. Your energy is absolutely beautiful, and I think what you need to do is to go with what you have right now. Enjoy
okay.
it.
I was just thinking about Mozart this morning. Thank you for
Mozart. That's really wonderful. Well, listen, you take care of yourself.
Thank you.
I will. Go and hug a tree.
I will.
Okay. Take care now.
Bye.
Right. Love and light. What we need to do is to allow ourselves the freedom to express ourselves the best way we can. And, of course, that would be the innermost light that we have and the innermost thought that we have that would be our higher self. And to get in touch with that energy is absolutely joyous. As this young man knows, the idea of getting in touch with that light and that love is really incredible. So that's what we're doing, and that's what I've been doing for the past year, and it seems to be getting, or it seems to be maturing more as we keep doing this energy work on the radio. And what we want to do is to build up the light within inside of ourselves, to get in touch with the light outside of ourselves, and to be able to share that with everything, nature, people, everything. We're all made of the same energy. We're all made of the same love. We just need to get more in touch with it and have fun with it. And that's what I'm here to do this evening. So if anybody else needs to call, if anybody else wants to get in touch with more light and more love and more sensitivity and more compassion, that's what we do. And it's all free. I'm not charging anything for it. It's just free. And that's what I'm here for, is to help the planet even more. And that's what it's all about. That's what love is all about, being able to share. Anyhow, as I said, I was trying to talk soaring with the eagles. When I was first getting into energy about 35 years ago, I saw this beautiful Indian princess maiden. She was, well, I thought she was a maiden until her husband showed up, but she gave me a beautiful eagle, and that eagle has been sitting on part of my body and actually in, on my head, and he's been protecting me over the years. And every once in a while, it's really funny to see this eagle lay an egg, and the egg is taken over to another person, and then there's another eagle above that person's head, but it happens very rarely. And but we all have our own guides. My guide happens to be an eagle, and what else do I have? I have a tiger, a gigantic tiger, and he watches over me too. And I really enjoy my animals that have been teaching me over the years, and I have some wonderful masters that have been teaching me, and I learn mostly from God because I hear his voice all the time, and he's been helping me out and telling me what to do with people as much as I possibly can. So I listen to that voice, and that voice has never led me wrong one minute. And I use that voice even when I am doing massage work. If that voice tells me to do 5 strokes on a shoulder, I don't do 4 or 6 or 10. I do 5. So everything that I'm told by this voice, I follow right to the letter. And so I've been given a lot over the years. The way I knew that it was really interesting is that one day I was working on a client, and I said to myself, God, why are you giving me all this? I have no idea. I'm just Steve Barish. I'm just a plain, ordinary person. And I don't know why you've been handing me this. I started to cry. And a voice came down to me. The voice came down to me, says, the reason you're getting is because you listen. And I think it's very important for you guys to understand that when you hear a voice that pure and that loving, that you listen to it, it will guide you in the right direction of where you need to go. We all have that ability to be able to reach inside of ourselves and open ourselves up enough to be able to hear that voice. And it's wonderful to be able to be in touch with enough energy to be able to help somebody to move along. And that's what we did last with that young man that called. And he could not see energy, and in 1 second he was seeing energy from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, and his the energy in the chakras of the hand he was seeing. So there's a lot that can happen when you allow yourself to be pure in thought and love and harmony and compassion. It's so important to realize that we have the ability – the ability to open up to that kind of energy and to use it as well as we possibly can. I think it's a lot of fun to do, and to realize that we can get in touch with that energy and let it grow within us and allow us to feel the energy that is higher than us, that is coming to us all the time. The light is always coming to us, whether we want it or not. Please understand what I'm saying. Energy comes whether we want it or not. It's how we go about accepting it and using it. We need to allow ourselves to be free. We need to allow ourselves to be free of thought, to be able to take on the wisdom that God is giving us, and to be able to help humanity. And I'm not talking about only people. I'm talking about everything on this planet. I take as humanity. We all have the same abilities. We all have the same right to this kind of love and light. Even animals feel God's presence. They can actually feel it. To think that we're the only ones to feel that kind of energy is very, very selfish, and that's not where I'm headed. But I'm trying to tell you that everything has feeling on this planet. Everything has love on this planet. God has given us the sense and the beautifulness to be able to get in touch with his love and to be able to open it up even more to everybody around us. And when I mean everybody, I'm talking about everything on this planet. Allow yourself to be free. Allow yourself to understand that the freedom that you're given is even more than you can actually think. It's good to absorb this kind of energy. It's good to be able to think that there's something much higher than us, and something that's much higher in us that we can get in touch with and make ourselves even higher than what we are right now. It's the ability to be able to open up and say, gosh, this feels awfully good. And to be able to give that freely to somebody else without being afraid of somebody taking your energy or, vampiring or whatever. That doesn't happen. The way it happens is that the more light that you bring into yourself, the less problems you'll have with that kind of energy. In other words, what I'm saying to you is that the energy exists only in our minds. The energy exists only with people that want to try to take something. When you open up yourself to more energy, to more love, to more light, they cannot take that from you. The energy becomes so strong. People that have the ability to be able to be vampires, and I'm not talking about with the teeth and everything, I'm talking about energy vampires. When you start opening yourself up to more love and more light, they can't touch you. It can't be done. It can't be done. There's so much light that they actually go away. They cannot take that kind of energy. So you have the ability of making a change. You have the ability of opening up even more and allowing it to go. The people that are having a problem, oh, this one's taking this or this one's taking that. The reason they're having a problem is that they're stuck on it. If you let it go, it will go. If you hang on to it, it'll hang on to you. You need to allow your thought to be pure. You need to allow your thought to be open, to allow yourself to explore who you are. If you feel that way, then you're doing something very wrong. And that thing that you're doing very wrong is that you're not letting go, and it's so simple to do. The simpler, the simpler. We need to keep things very simple. I can't teach that enough, and it's not that I'm teaching. What I'm doing is allowing you to understand that we have the ability to make changes. I am not a teacher. I'm just another human being on this planet trying to help a lot of other people that want to get further in their life. If I have the ability to do that, God bless that, I'll try to do the best I can. If I don't have the ability, then I'll just shut up and say, I don't have the ability. But in some cases, I do have the ability, and I'm willing to share that with people. And I think it's very important that there are a lot of other people with abilities, and I think it's very, very important to be able to let things go and allow things to happen. I know that Dr. Valerie Olmsted and Dr. Fred Bell are very dear friends of mine. We think on the same level of light, and I think it's very important that people like that and the people that are on WBBS radio are trying so hard to teach people. And it's not that it's hard. It's actually very simple. It's hard that other people are not taking it in. It's very easy to learn if you just ease up and allow things to leave without making it such a difficult thing to do. Allow yourself to love yourself at a much higher rate. And what I'm talking about is the frequency. The more frequency you have, the more energy you'll be able to keep away from you in terms of any kind of thing that's negative with inside yourself. And the negativity is something, is a very low vibration. And the stronger the vibration, you'll be a much freer person at a higher level of energy. And that's what we're trying to teach now. Or excuse me, not teach, but we're trying to show you that levels of energy do change, and love changes, and the compassion changes. So it's very important that you try to understand what I'm saying, that allow yourself the ability to free yourself up and allow yourself the ability to love yourself even more and love it with honor and compassion and love, and just keep yourself open. That's all it takes. And it's wonderful to do. I hope that you're enjoying this evening. It's something I've wanted to do for a little while, and it's something really important that I thought that people should know. Also, religions. If you're a religious person, stick with it. But open yourself up more to the religion. Open yourself up more to the reality of your religion. There's a lot more to the religion than what we can actually see, and allow that energy to permeate your body. It doesn't make any difference who you are, what religion you are. I think Buddha said it the best, that there's many streams leading to the same ocean, and it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're Catholic or Jewish or Buddhist or whatever the case may be. Love yourself. Love the aspect of who you are, because that's what you were born, and that phase of your life, you can take that with you forever. But allow the love of the religion to love you back. If it's something that's not loving you back, then you need to go into the mystic part of your religion and to understand that the knowledge of the mystics are quite interesting. You might have to talk to a priest about it, or a rabbi, or whatever the case may be. There is Arabian mysticism, there is the Kabbalah, there is the Zohar, there is a lot of different aspects, even Christian mysticism. There's all kinds of mysticisms on this planet, and it's very important, if you're not enjoying that, to learn a little bit about it. But I would definitely do it with a priest or a rabbi or a vicar, or whatever the case may be. I think it's very important to realize whoever you are, love everybody for who they are, and love yourself even more. It's very important to allow people to be who they are, because that's where they are. Allow yourself the ability to get in touch with more of who you are by visiting who you are, but also know that religions are important, and some of them are man-made, most of them are actually man-made, but I think what we need to do is to realize that God was behind it, and that's what we're trying to do, is to get closer to him. So on a profound note, allow yourself to be. allow yourself to be. If you need to change things, if you're not getting what you need, then possibility of is that you need to talk to somebody in your religion and realize that maybe they're right and you need to follow that a little bit. And if it's not, then what you need to do is go more into yourself. Find out who you are. Find out the finite of who you are. And I think it's very important. I respect everybody's religion. It's very important to realize that we are all the same, but we're all God's children, and there are many beautiful religions out there. And I think God loves variety, and that's what's out there, and that's beautiful. But anyhow, getting back to the energy, allow yourself to understand that we do have the ability to make changes. The changes don't have to be so profoundly big or whatever the case may be. All we need to do is keep it simple. If you learn to keep it simple, things will change automatically for you. I need to check out now. I'm at the end of our show, so next week we will continue. Thank you so much. I just wanted to say good night. God love you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.